On this episode, we're recording in our mobile studio from Grandestino Tower at Coronado Springs, and we're sipping drinks and talking Disney. Today is September 10th, 2021, and this is episode 390 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and joining me in our beautiful Waterview room in Grandestino Tower is my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey guys!
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. And you can now find us, but mostly Lacey, on TikTok at msmpodcast. Also, if you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and look for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. But if you want even more content, including in-park, resort, at-home live streams, bonus episodes, discounts on Main Street Magic merchandise, and a whole lot more, you can check out our Patreon group at wonderlandcrew.com. Then if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney Universal vacation, maybe looking to go on a cruise, or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world that will currently allow you to visit, head to msmears.com to learn more and fill out a form for a free quote. So today's going to be a mishmash kind of episode. Sorry it's getting out a little bit late. We are at Disney. We got here Wednesday. We're here at Disney and then going to Universal tomorrow, heading home Sunday. So schedule was a bit off due to all of that. So we plugged in the mobile studio that we have, and we're bringing you this episode. And we're going to kind of just talk a little bit about our trip so far. First, I really want to give a huge shout out to Kingdom Strollers. Not only do they offer premium strollers and cribs, I don't know if a lot of people know that they offer scooters, ECVs, as well. They will deliver straight to your resort, your theme park resort in Orlando, whatever your hotel is, a vacation home, free of charge. They'll pick up wherever you need them to as well, and it's up to 50% off the price of the theme park ones. And you can go to msmfriends.com to reserve, and you can check out some of our additional partners. The reason I really want to talk about them for a moment is because I am using one of their scooters right now.
Yeah.
And I have arthritis in my feet that usually before we go to Disney decides it wants to rear its ugly head, should I say foot, I guess. And so this one's been pretty bad, and got a rental from them. And first of all, their process online is extremely easy. You put in your pickup date, you put in the resort you want it, you know, dropped off at. You can select a different one to pick up from at the end of your stay if you're doing a split stay. I had some issues with mine yesterday due to the downpour of rain that we get here in Florida.
Yep.
And within an hour, they were out to meet me with a brand new ECV.
Yes.
And the process has just been unbelievable, so easy. And you know, again, msmfriends.com, you can find them there. Go ahead and click that link and reserve your stroller, your crib, or your ECV, scooter, whatever you need for your next trip. We've had a lot of rain so far this trip.
Yeah.
Massive amounts.
Yeah.
What happened? How about Wednesday? How about Wednesday night when we were leaving Epcot? How was that?
Well.
And how do you pack? Here's where I'm going with this is because I want you to talk about how we pack for trips, especially in Florida, especially during the months of
rain.
Not only summer, but September. And as we get into October, November, you know.
Hurricane season.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are thinking, well, it's October. What do I need? You know, and tell them, or September. Yeah. September might not need a long sleeve, I can tell you right now, because it is hot as Hades out there. So talk some about how you pack, especially, not only for the trip, but when we're going to the parks on these days where it gonna rain.
Well, sure, absolutely. And I would start by saying quite a few years ago, we were at Epcot, and unfortunately, the water standing, and I had tennis shoes on, it was absolutely horrible. And I think basically by the time I got home that night, because I don't think we were going, it was must have been earlier in the day. By the time I got home, literally my feet looked like prunes because it just was so wet.
It was
so,
like you had been swimming.
Yes.
And you're fully clothed, shoes, yes. Socks, everything.
So I went on Amazon and bought me some UGG rain boots that are surprisingly very comfortable, that if it is going to rain,
And depending on how much and depending on when, I'll just wear them all day.
Yeah.
And they're that comfortable enough. And then I invested in Disney's cat and dog rain jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we carry umbrellas.
Yes.
So, Wednesday night after dinner at Beer Garden, we were trying to leave and it was pouring and it wasn't going to stop. So, I was very wet. Yeah. I did not have my rain boots on because literally I was dressed up a little bit and I just didn't want to wear them, but I did have like flip-flops on, which was perfect because it didn't matter with all the rain. And yes, I was walking through ankle high to even maybe a little higher of water.
Yeah, and here I am driving the scooter,
mm-hmm.
and you know, like when you're driving your car after a rainstorm and you mm-hmm. splash. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm going through 4 inches of water. I'm lucky the thing didn't stall out or something because it's unbelievable. And how they don't have better drainage. Magic Kingdom, Tomorrowland is like this. Remember Tomorrowland time? It's insane. But you know, the couple things we've always said is, first of all, pack multiple pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Not only because your feet are going to want a lot of times a different shoe each day.
Yeah.
You may think you have the most comfortable shoes in the world and you pack one pair and by day three, your feet just, like, they need a different pair.
Yep.
As weird as it sounds.
No.
That's one reason. Second is I was wearing shoes that then are fully drenched and they're not easy to dry out.
Right. Here.
You know, I mean, even if you say, well, it's hot outside, I'm going to set them outside, it's still so humid that they don't really dry out.
Speaking of that, did you get them off the balcony?
Yeah, they're right over here.
Okay.
They're actually the Disney Croc shoes. They have a little Mickey on them. And they dried out within about 24 hours. So they actually did really good.
Okay.
But I have multiple pairs. Yep. Or flip-flops will work. Old school Crocs honestly work really well because the water just beads right off of them and they dry quick.
Yeah.
Same thing with buying your rain boots. I will say we have a couple of the umbrellas from Disney that are like the plastic style.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of those ones because they stay in our car and the heat, the plastic almost sticks together. I'm shocked they haven't ripped. So one thing I will say is they're very, very durable.
Yeah.
And I do like them because they are clear and you can kind of see through them so you can pull it down, you know, over your head more.
I do
but
love that.
They just tend to do that. But, you know, through mostly, especially the summer months and hurricane season, which starts in June, ends in November, actually, you want to be prepared with rain gear.
Yes.
And the weather patterns change by the minute, I feel like.
Well, and it's really kind of cool, too, because sometimes you could almost also plan it just right where you're inside on a ride or whatever, like we were yesterday.
Yeah, with Rise.
Rise, you looked all around. There was black clouds, and we were inside, and it downpoured. And then by the time we got out, it
stopped.
Beautiful.
Until it rained 10 minutes later, but it only sprinkled a bit.
Correct, but still, the point is...
Well, So yeah, I mean, that is one of the things we'll talk about, you know, especially is packing for these months. When you get to stuff like October, November, sometimes you just have to pack everything. And you really want to check the weather and the temps up until the day pretty much before you leave.
Yep.
In case you need to throw in an extra long sleeve for the mornings or the evenings. So just be prepared for that. Speaking of Rise, we rode yesterday. Jossie got the boarding group for 8 of us.
Yeah, girl.
Very impressive. They changed, I believe it was starting yesterday, they changed the process a bit in MDE. So you're still going to get your first initial boarding group availability at 7 a.m., but what they're doing now is you're allowed to go in and double check and confirm your party prior to that 7 a.m. So when 7 a.m. hits, you're pretty much just going join. So it's taking out those couple seconds of what I would call a delay reaction because... The way that it works, which is wonderful when they did this update before this one they just did, was that if you had people in your party with a Hollywood Studios reservation that day, it automatically checked them, right?
Right.
So you literally could go in and hit join, but then you had to basically hit join again. You confirmed your party, then you hit join.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain every time, though, has this split second freak out of, what if my whole party's not there? And
right.
you want to double check almost, and then you could lose out. So.
Right.
I think this is going to have a much better chance of people getting them.
Yeah.
And then we didn't hear an announcement until 10 a.m. yesterday in park that they were gone.
Yeah,
so I think it took 3 hours.
Yeah, which is cool.
I love Rise to Death, but being fortunate enough for us to ride it as many times as we have, we waited a while yesterday.
Yeah.
We're halfway through the wait. I'm almost like, I didn't really have to ride it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's such a perfect system for the people that have never done it, because you're going to feel like it's no wait. But I think for us, didn't it feel, you're just like, all right. And when
it was going to start raining and like you were probably more worried about the scooter.
Yeah. And I wonder if they were, I almost wonder if they were slowing it down.
Maybe.
But we only had in our transport ship, that's the least amount of people I've seen on the transport ship in a long, long time since social distancing.
Yep.
You know, I think we had our group of nine, and then I think there were maybe 9 or 10 other people that I counted.
Okay.
So it was not very, very full.
Right.
So we did our first two nights here, and I just have some notes, and we're just kind of actually hanging out in our room before we go to Epcot.
Yeah.
Just having a drink and just chatting about our stay so far. We are going to Remy's Ratatouille Adventure this afternoon.
Yes.
We're doing the fireworks cruise tonight. We did Beer Garden the other night. We had lunch at Hollywood Brown Derby yesterday. Those will all be a greater focus in future episodes coming up. This one is just kind of my note free-for-all one. Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
DVC, how did you enjoy it, even though we didn't spend a lot of time at the resort because we've been hanging with all our buddies here?
I mean, it was awesome. You know, it's spread out, like Kaylin said. That's probably the best way to say it, is it's totally spread out. I mean, it's good. Just, I would totally recommend bell services to and from your room. But other than that, I don't have any qualms about Animal Kingdom Lodge. I like it.
I love the balcony, but I think it's certainly one that you want to look at booking when you really are truly going to do some resort time.
Yeah.
Because, like, I almost feel bad. I mean, we rented points and, you know, had a great rate on the room. So it 100% made sense to stay there. But if you're not going to enjoy the resort, which is unbelievable.
Yeah. Plus, we were supposed to get bread service and
we
didn't.
Bread service. It's been a busy few days. We've got a few more left, which is crazy. Also, when using bell services, we learned if the car is still on while you're unloading, you do not leave your Disney bag filled with stuff by the exhaust, as one person may or may not have done this morning, because it will melt the bag and burn things, possibly in the bag. So just a little tip I want to give you guys.
Scary.
I'm not saying it's from personal experience. It's just something I was thinking about. And I was like, you know what? Maybe that's something that could happen. We should tell people about it. Let me see what else I got here, because it really has been a wonderful trip so far. I want to say hello to James and Heather Taylor, who we saw in the park yesterday.
Yeah, that was so neat.
Okay, this was the coolest thing ever, because I didn't know what was going on. My back was to them because I was going down and I was getting ready to sit on my scooter. And I hear someone singing our opening theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought for a split second it was like it was Steve or something who was with us. And then I turned around and see them. And I was like, okay, that's probably the coolest
thing
ever.
Yeah.
And so I messaged Travis, Travy Wavy on Instagram and told him about it. And he was like, that's so awesome. We absolutely love getting to meet people in the parks and, you know, appreciate you guys listening. And, yeah, if you ever see us in the parks, please. Please come up and say hello. We love chatting with people. Where did we visit and get drinks for the first time ever yesterday, which only reopened 3 weeks ago? We've never been inside of this bar.
Drawing a blank.
Really?
Wait a minute.
Tune In Lounge. We went seven times yesterday,
we did.
I think.
I'm like, wait, where were we yesterday?
Yep.
My days have kind of run together.
Really
and we saw Julie.
Yes.
That is Kat and Michael's friend, and yes, she was awesome. It was neat being in there.
The coolest atmosphere.
Yeah.
But it is ready, I think, for a WandaVision retheme.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. That's Logan brought that up, I think, in the Facebook group. He was talking about that, and I'm like, man, that would be so cool. But so you can stand at the bar and have drinks, but there are no bar stools.
Right.
But there are some lounge like chairs still that you can go ahead and you can sit at and have your drink. You know, this isn't just a place to wait for your table. They've got some. I mean, again, the atmosphere. I mean, if you've seen 50s prime time. I mean, you know what that atmosphere is like, that kind of 1950s, yep. Home and all. It's so perfectly replicated in TuneIn Lounge. Mm-hmm. And it is such a cool spot and some really good inventive drinks.
I had Dad's Electric Lemonade.
Dad's Electric Lemonade.
It was very good. It was really good. It was vodka and blue caracal. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
And then I think some lemonade and then a glow cube.
Yeah.
And
like regular lemonade? It didn't have any sort of carbonation to it, did it?
No.
The drink?
I think it was literally lemonade.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. And it was so cute, the glow cube.
We have like 5,000 glow cubes.
I wish.
Not kidding. I bet we have 30. Close to 30 now.
I think we counted one time.
We got three yesterday.
Yeah, where are they, by the way?
I don't know. We got to find them in one of these bags. I hope they didn't melt by the exhaust. Wait, what exhaust? That wasn't me. It was so fun in there. That will be a new stop for sure. I don't know how we've never been in there before. Is the crazy thing.
I think because it's part of...
Yeah.
It's hidden. It's part of 50s prime time. And again, we always think of like going to... which we didn't see Mike, which I'm a little sad about. But
that is probably the first time we've ever gone into Hollywood Studios and not stopped in Baseline.
So I love Baseline, and then I love what's the other one?
We always stop at the Brown Derby Lounge.
That one, or the one now right by Indiana Jones.
Yes, yeah, the Oasis Canteen.
Yep.
Brown Derby, Hollywood Brown Derby for lunch yesterday. Mm. We'll probably do a more in-depth review, because I know we've done it in the past, so maybe we'll tack it on to our beer garden one.
Yeah, we could do that.
But I will hint at it. I had one of the best meals ever. That was shocking to me. It was so good. And Rhonda picked it out. This is so unlike me, and I'm sure we'll talk about this again when we review it in that episode. But I had to go out and take a call for work. And everybody sat down, and then I basically had to get up when you guys were ordering drinks and stuff. And so you're kind of texting me, and you're like, can you answer? I'm like, no. And you're like, well, what do you want to eat? And I think I just said, just pick.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Lord. So I started asking everybody. They did a few things, but I saw this one thing that you kind of like to try. It seems like a cross property. And what I could get with it, and it was expensive, but I was like, you know what? This is our only meal for this time. We've eaten here before. We've never been disappointed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wanted something specific. So I was like, you know what? I'll just pay for it. We're going to do it. So we had a very expensive meal, but it was fantastic.
Well, and what was fun, I guess it'll be like a spoiler alert, but I sat down and you're like, do you want to know what I ordered you? And I'm like, no. I'll just wait and see when it gets here.
Yeah.
And then you said something like, well, since we're not going to Yachtsman with them tonight. I'm like, okay, well, you obviously got me a steak. But that didn't matter because 2 minutes later, our waitress came and said, here's your steak knife. I didn't even see that part.
So
even then I would have gone, okay, I guess I'm getting a steak.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we had such a great time yesterday at Hollywood Studios, just kind of very relaxing, hanging out with everybody. Jenny, the cast member at the Hollywood Studios store there, God, I can never remember the name of it. It's the one with Pandora and all in it.
Oh, yeah.
She's from Ellicott City, Maryland. And you started talking to her at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I rolled up, literally, and started chatting with her because I saw she was from Maryland. And I was just at that point in my day where I was like, I'm just going to talk to her about Maryland, like my dad. That's what he would do.
So say, okay, Al.
Found out all about her. But she was the nicest. And I chatted with her for a couple minutes after you had spoke to her. And just... You know, those are the interactions. You know, I've been wearing my Be Nice to Cast Members hat.
I got my shirt on.
Yeah, I had my shirt on yesterday. You got your shirt on today. You can get those at mainstreetshirts.com, by the way.
Yes.
If you would like. But yeah, it was funny because Lacey was like, why do you always wear that hat? Is it just so people will say something about it? And I'm like, no, but also I want people to see it and read it and go, I should be nice to cast members. But it's also such a great conversation piece for cast members. I can't tell you how many times, you know, you're just standing there, you're waiting on something, and they just say, like, I love your hat or I love your shirt. And we can just say, well, we really appreciate you.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes that's it, and that's the end of the interaction. And sometimes you chat with them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good way to almost do it instead of just walking up and being like, hey, man, you want to talk for a few minutes? You're a cast member, and I like talking to you guys. So, kind of what we do, but I think cast members are very appreciative of it, and seriously, now more than later, be nice to cast members, be nice to team members, be nice to other guests.
You know, yeah. Just be nice is uh-huh. actually the thing. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll just make shirts that say, be nice. And just that, because then that's everyone.
Yeah.
Or you could be nice in an infinity symbol or something. Mm. I don't know. That would be good, maybe.
Might but, be.
Ended up, we actually, I took Lacey back to the room. And then ended up going to Bar Riva, of course, which we love. Mm-hmm. And yeah, saw most of our buddies there at Bar Riva. Got up this morning, so we spent two nights at Animal Kingdom Lodge. What did we have to do this morning, Rhonda, that we will also do tomorrow morning?
We had a transfer on over yes. to Coronado. So we got all of our stuff and put it in the trunk. And then we were checking in. I was like, look, I don't know if a room will be ready. Let's just do Bell Services. So we did. But a room happened to be ready. So that was fantastic. And then got our luggage. And now we were just kind of chilling, hanging out, because we're going to go meet Kat and Michael and Jossie and Kiyomi over at Epcot, yeah. do a little food and wine.
We get to ride Remy.
And I just started saying, Jeremy, like, I've got to be careful not to, I guess, eat too much. I do have my patch on. But yep, then we get to ride Remy. And then right after that, yeah. we will head to wherever to catch the boat for the fireworks.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so super excited to ride this. And I know, like, Kat and Michael and Jossie got to ride it the other day for DVC preview, and they don't love it. But I was trying to, like, they were talking about it, and I was trying not to listen because I'm just that way. Like, I've never watched the ride for you, yeah. ride through videos
and
stuff.
I'm a little nervous, I'm not going to lie.
I'm just, for some reason, I'm super psyched because I don't have crazy high expectations. I think I have exactly kind of what we went into with Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, was just, I'm just expecting it to be fun. You know, okay. I'm not going into like a Rise of the Resistance, like, right. or Velocicoaster or Hagrid's, or, you know, I'm just right. expecting to enjoy it. And I have seen pictures of the pavilion, or, you know, the addition of mm-hmm. the pavilion part, and it looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah,
and I love Ratatouille. Ratatouille is one of those Disney movies that I feel like never gets talked about, but everyone loves it.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that is, but and then what about tomorrow? So we moved to Coronado Springs yep. today. We could have had Disney move our luggage.
Yeah, but we have done that before, and yeah. we.
What's the bad part about that?
The bad part is if you want your luggage pretty soon, which we kind of needed it, unfortunately. It could take almost all day.
Yeah, so what I would do, if you are planning to have them transfer, because let's just say we flew here, we're not picking up an Uber with all, you know, we're not getting an Uber.
Right, I would make sure that you have, like, your essentials.
Yeah. Like, pack like a bag, pack yeah. a separate bag yep. to carry with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if you have anything like medicines you might need, or, you know, Lacey's in the bathroom here doing her makeup right now. We would not have our right. stuff right now.
Right.
So make sure that you pack a separate bag with what you need and just be patient because they only transfer it at certain times. You don't drop it off.
Right.
We don't drop it off at Animal Kingdom Lodge Bell Service and they go, all right, load it in the car, drive it over. Hey, just follow them. You know where they're going.
Right.
Like, literally, they have certain times throughout the day that they'll bring it.
Right.
But yeah, we went ahead and did that. I don't think she listens, but if she does, hello, Annette. Down one of the wonderful cast members here at Coronado Springs,
yeah.
who we love seeing all the time.
So awesome.
We met years ago at Kronos Club,
yep.
which reopens in December.
Woohoo!
We gotta look at booking that. But anything else from this trip and this kind of... You know, what's funny is this right now, this episode is kind of, in a sense, I know we're directing it at listeners, but this is kind of what our conversations are like when we drive home usually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We kind of just talk about the trip and what we enjoyed and, you know, yeah. who we met or ran into or whatever. So this episode is basically that. So you guys got to sit in on what it's like to be around us, whether you like that or not. I don't know.
I hope you do.
But we do have a lot coming up.
Yep.
We are going to Halloween Horror Nights tomorrow night.
Yep. So
are you excited?
From here, I don't know yet. Well, from here, we'll... Tonight we'll sleep here, and tomorrow morning we will then put everything back in our car to drive over to Cabana Bay, and then we will stay there for the night, and then I'm pretty sure we'll be checking in, hopefully getting our room ready
yeah.
immediately, put our stuff down, and then heading on over.
Yeah, and heading to the park.
Because we are annual passes, and we can be there during the day.
Yeah.
So.
And we'll do a full review on Halloween Horror Nights. I'm guessing we'll have a special guest who has purple hair. And is very, very excited about going to it, and that would be Kaylin. Mm-hmm. We got her express pass. Michael has an express pass. Our friend Rob and Tina and their kids are coming. Mm-hmm. So Rob and his daughter Cassidy got express pass. So they can go enjoy the houses. Mm-hmm. And we can just try and watch each other's back and not get scared out in the street.
I'm going to try.
I'm really excited for the atmosphere because it looks like it's an absolutely incredible atmosphere, even for people like us that hate horror. We love Halloween.
Yeah.
We hate horror.
Disney Halloween.
Disney Halloween.
It's not so scary.
Yeah. I do feel like we should touch base on anybody who's still going to Boo Bash. Kat and Jossie and Kiyomi went the other night. They had the 100% opposite experience that we had when we did that review a few weeks ago.
That
I know got a lot of people pumped up for it. So I don't, again, I don't want to set an unreal expectation because our night was about as perfect as could go. They said lines were very long for rides. They said they barely got a chance to catch like the cavalcades. The lines for the free like popcorn and sodas were very long. Like they ended up getting a soda at one point and it was kind of like room temperature. So
that's so sad.
I'm very, anybody else, especially, you know, come out in the Main Street Magic community particularly and let us know about your Boo Bash experience, because the last thing we want is somebody to listen to our episode, which our night was amazing.
Right.
And everything we said in our episode was 100% legitimate.
Correct.
We weren't trying to like sell sunshine or anything.
No.
You know, we paid for the event. We enjoyed the event. We recommended the event, but I would hate for someone to go and have the experience that they had and be like, well, Ron and Jeremy are liars.
Oh, 100%. So, yeah, please.
What's the chances that we end up at Three Bridges this evening?
Very high.
Very, very high.
Because we're staying here
and we can
in
see
the tower.
It.
We can see it. And after, like, the fireworks, I mean, we're coming home.
Right, exactly. So. When we get back, will you go down to Three Bridges and stand in that corner, and then I'll wave to me, and I'll wave to you from the window and see if you can see me in the window? That sounds fun.
Sure.
All right. Well, we are going to wrap this one up. Thank you, guys. Again, I apologize. It's a little bit of a different episode, but we would much rather get out an episode like this of us just, you know, chatting and talking about our trip and Disney so far than not put one out.
Oh, absolutely.
So hopefully this at least brings you a little bit of enjoyment. We have some incredible, incredible episodes coming up because this has been an amazing trip. The 50th is coming up. Camping in a tent. I know I mention it every time, but I am so super excited for that. For Thanksgiving, I'm going to strap my smoker to the back of the Forerunner and bring it down, and I'm going to smoke a turkey at Fort Wilderness, and I'm just oddly excited about that.
Good.
I think that sounds so cool.
Well, I'm excited for you.
So that's good. Yeah, so we have a lot of wonderful stuff coming up. We are going to start doing some more general live streams within the Main Street Magic community on Facebook, so you're going to want to join there, and then we do a ton of more, I'll call it exclusive style live streaming within Wonderland Crew, which of course is our Patreon group, which helps support the show and the cost of the show and doing things like a fireworks cruise and Boo Bash so that we can, you know, bring to you guys, hey, is this worth you spending your money on it?
Right.
So yeah, again, check out WonderlandCrew.com. Check out MSMFriends.com for all our wonderful partners, especially Kingdom Strollers, who I'm going to talk about again in more episodes because I've just been blown away. I love customer service. I love good customer service.
Absolutely.
And they're absolutely killing it there.
Yep.
All right. Are you ready to go to Epcot?
Yeah.
And eat food and drink wine?
I'm not going to drink wine, but yes.
I'm so full still from breakfast. I never eat breakfast and I ate it this morning and it was delicious, but I regret it.
Okay.
I immediately regret that decision.
Okay. Well.
All right, guys. We appreciate you listening. If you have not done so already, go ahead and subscribe. Get new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And as long as you're out there, would you please leave us a rating and review?
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.